Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Tourism is a very big part of our state's economy, which is why tourist attractions here continue to be encouraged and developed. Our next guest is going to tell us about a new one. Doug Bostic is the Executive Director of the South Carolina Battleground Preservation Trust, which is developing the Liberty Trail. Doug, welcome to the program.
Mike, thank you for having me.
Now, first of all, tell us about your organization.
Well, the South Carolina Battleground Trust, we're a land trust. There are many land trusts in the state. Our mission is focused entirely on preserving historic battlefields and historic military sites.
And how long has the organization been around?
We were founded in 1991, and we currently protect 68 sites across South Carolina. And unfortunately, particularly in the Revolutionary War side, it's shocking how many of them have no protection on them whatsoever. So they're often individually, privately owned. And with the rate of commercial, industrial, and residential development booming in our state, which is a good thing, the downside of that is we need to preserve these sacred places now, or we're going to lose the opportunity to commemorate the valor and sacrifice of these heroes before us by letting these sites get developed.
And of course, the preservation itself helps the tourism industry, right?
Yeah, it's been studied quite a bit, actually, not only in South Carolina, but nationwide. And battlefield preservation is an economic driver. And I'll give you an example. The National Park at 96, which is in Greenwood, a pretty out-of-the-way place and a fascinating part of the story of the American Revolution, but it's not near an interstate. And so you got to really intentionally be traveling there to get there. Yet 96 has an economic impact in that immediate area of $3.7 million a year. Just that one place in an out-of-the-way area with no real interstate access to it. Heritage tourists are their own category. They tend to travel as families. They spend at a higher rate. They stay longer. And so say somebody's going to go to Monk's Corner to fish for catfish. But at the same time, you can visit the newly opened Battlefield Park at Fort Fairlawn in Monk's Corner. And then on an afternoon after a day of fishing, go visit the grave of Francis Marion or the ruins of Biggin Church, where the British burned it on their way out of Monk's Corner. It just adds value to the trip and has real pervasive economic impacts on those communities.
And now let's talk about the Liberty Trail. Exactly what is this? How far along are you in getting this developed? And is it connected to a national trail?
It's not connected to a national trail. This is only within South Carolina. So what we did was put a group of historians and archaeologists together and settled on 79 key battles that we wanted to preserve and or interpret. And the concept for this is that it would be a driving trail all across the state. We've developed an app, and we're beta testing it now, that will give you driving directions to these sites, battle maps, narratives.
And will it also connect these heritage tourists, visitors, to accommodations and restaurants?
Yeah, it'll make dining and accommodation recommendations, and then also recommend other related sites, places that are not necessarily battles, but historic churches, historic colonial homes, grave sites, anything connected to the American Revolution in South Carolina ultimately is going to find a home on this app. So that'll be rolling out over the next year, year and a half.
Is there any part of the trail now that people can visit? What's the completion rate at the moment?
At the moment, the app covers the first 30 sites, but people can download it and use it, and people already are. And then as we expand this, then the material within the app is just going to keep multiplying and multiplying as we go.
Well, Doug, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, and I appreciate what you do with your show.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Doug Bostick is the executive director of the South Carolina Battleground Preservation Trust, which is developing the Liberty Trail of Revolutionary War battle sites across South Carolina. We will have links to both posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again, and remember, you can find us wherever you find your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.